It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
A woman has been shot in the UK, Andy.
Oh, my goodness.
Not literally, like emotionally.
Oh,
sorry.
I was like, why are you starting a Tuesday morning with like a homicide?
No, I'm not shot. Yeah. Shocked.
Oh, shocked.
I thought you meant electric. I thought you thought that I was talking about someone being electrocuted.
Oh, I thought you meant bang, bang.
No.
Shocked.
No,
I was like, wow.
This has taken quite the turn.
Yeah.
Basically, she's been shocked.
Yep.
To find out that her neighbours have been doing something at her house while she's been at work. So
this is weird because I really love my neighbours
in my street.
So
yeah.
I don't know.
And you haven't even been there that long. So you've already made quite a rapport.
Yeah, we have street parties. So
you're the cutest.
We've been
in the
there
world.
Probably like 5 or 6 months.
Yeah.
And we've had 2 street parties.
Really?
Yeah. We've
Bless.
Had people at our house, like neighbours. That are now our friends.
Are they like the same vintage as you? The same
age?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
We're all completely different.
Yeah, nice.
Older people, younger people, families,
yeah.
The works.
All right. Well, I would love to know what you think about this then, because this chick in the UK, she lives in a house, but it's next to a block of flats, right?
Yep.
Now, this block of flats doesn't have any outdoor area for the people that are living there. However, there's a park across the road.
Yep.
For
brilliant.
Them to hang out at.
Yep.
Right?
Love it.
She started noticing a few things in her backyard were being moved around, and she noticed that people were punching darts and leaving their ciggy butts there as well.
Okay.
At her house. She set up a camera. She's like, what is going on here?
Yep.
And the camera revealed to her that her neighbours have been jumping the fence and hanging out in her garden.
What? While she's at work?
While she's at work.
Okay.
It says here, I checked the camera and the neighbours have climbed my wall and been sitting in my garden from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. using my seating and table.
Now, they're using it because they don't have a garden at their house.
Yeah, but there's a park across the road.
I get that.
Mm.
I guess if you were friends with your neighbours.
Yeah, she's not friends with them.
Okay.
Apparently they're a bit dodgy, she reckons. And she's like, I don't know what to do. They obviously haven't seen the camera.
Yep.
So they don't know.
Oh.
That they're being watched. So she's asked Reddit. She's like, what do I do?
What do I do?
Because I don't want this to turn ugly or anything, but also I don't want people jumping the fence.
The thing is, you don't want to get the police involved because you live with these people every day. Like,
well,
they live across the road from you.
Yeah. This is, everyone's like, get the police.
No. That is the one thing you don't do.
No, but someone said, drive away.
Yeah.
And then act like it's not you, and then call the police on them.
Oh, no.
Secret police calling.
No, what you should do is you leave the home, act like you're going to work, watch the cameras, wait for them to come to your house. Then you drive home again and be like, what are you doing at my house?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because that seems a lot safer than getting the police involved, Andy.
Yeah, I'm just telling you now, it just causes headaches.
Do you know what I think so beautiful about you? I know you and Lou, if you came home found people in your backyard, you'd be like, mimosas anyone?
Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Logs, are you much of a flyer?
Look, I have been in the past. Sort of. I mean, I lived in Townsville for a while, so I was flying a lot back and forth.
Yep.
Terrified of flying.
You don't like it.
I was, but yeah, turbulence comes and I'm the one that's crying there.
Why though?
Because, mate, the impending doom, I don't know. It's just, I'm scared of heights and it's just, yeah, I've never been a great flyer, but then I just kind of get used to it over time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The more you do it, the more you get used to it.
Yeah.
And I guess if you were to maybe be getting a bit of VIP treatment, would that make it easy?
Yes.
Logs, mate, I can help you.
Never flown first class, always wanted to.
Oh, how nice would it be? Even I would take business class.
Oh, yeah. We always ask for the upgrades.
As you walk in? Always, yeah. Yes, all right.
Always. Mum does it. And we make mum do it.
I do it as well.
And then it's like, no.
Yeah, I don't think it's a thing.
It's not a thing.
But my mum always said, it never hurts to ask.
Same.
Yeah.
Good mums we've got.
So I always go up, just checking in early, just wondering if there's any upgrades available. available in business class today?
Yeah. Wink, wink.
No, sorry, Mr. Sunderland, not today. We're fully booked out.
Yeah.
But a flight attendant has given us a little secret how we can get a little bit of VIP treatment, maybe back in economy.
Is it not being absolute a-hole?
Well, that's one of them.
Okay, because I hear that works out pretty well in life too.
Kat Kamalani, she is a TikTok sensation. She gets around 4 million views on her videos.
Good on her.
She's based out of Salt Lake City. She's been a flight attendant for over 5 years with a US airline. She's not saying which airline it is.
Yeah.
But what she's saying is being a flight attendant is exhausting. You're always in different time zones, waking up at different times and dealing with crazy customers.
Mm.
Now, if you want special treatment from your flight attendant, this is what you need to do. A $5 Starbucks gift card.
Okay.
If you don't have the gift card, you can pick up a candy bar, lip balm, or anything for that flight attendant. That way, they'll know where you're sitting and you'll get looked after. So I'm sort of like, I don't know if I'm buying a flight attendant like a coffee voucher.
Can you imagine you?
Like, that's bribery.
Can you imagine you, though, going onto the plane being like, g'day.
Yeah.
I've bought this for you.
Yeah.
A little lip balm. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, it is open. I've had a go of it too, but just for you there.
How awkward.
They would steer clear of you.
Who's the creep sitting at the back of the plane smiling, puckering the lips? Yeah. Don't go anywhere near him.
Yeah.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logan.
Tom and Logan.
On K-Rock.
My car's fairly new. Right.
Oh, it's a great car.
It is a great car. It's a CX-5.
You can't. I got a Mazda a few years ago.
Yeah.
And now I swear by them.
Yeah,
if anyone's
love a Mazda.
Looking at a car, I'm just like, you got to get a Mazda.
Yeah.
I've had no dramas with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I don't look after it, but I'm not a car person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we don't wash it every week.
No, I do like to wash the car. But
Week. Wow.
But I'm not changing the oil and water, is what I mean by I'm not looking
after
it.
You
want to
get your hands dirty. Is that it, Andy?
I wouldn't know how to change the
oil.
I'll show
you. We'll do it when we leave today. I'll show you how to check the oil.
You cannot.
100% I can. What are you talking about? I grew up on a farm.
That's impressive.
That is the easiest thing to do.
Okay.
Checking the oil is the easiest thing to do. There's a stick. You get it out.
Yeah.
You wipe it. You put it back in. And then you can't. You get it out again. You're like, that's good oil.
Could you change the oil though?
Oh, sure I could. I can change the wiper fluid.
Oh yeah, I can do that.
Anyway, I needed some help with my car. Maybe you can help me when we leave. Actually, because
possibly.
I'm an idiot. Yesterday we took Wombi for a bit of a cruise down the beach.
Yep.
And you know the sun was out.
It was a really nice day.
It was a nice day.
Yeah.
You know? And so when we got back in the car, a bit hot, so I put the windows down.
Well played.
To give Wombi a bit of air. Yep. And also he just barks at everything that drives by, that we drive by. So.
He's saying hello to everyone else on the road.
It's an angry hello.
But he, hello!
It's a hello!
Hello! What are you doing?
That is a great imitation of Wombi.
Yeah, but that's dogs. They've all got their own personalities.
Right, and that's the thing, and we love him for who he is. But when we got home, you know, and then we just got on with the rest of our day, and this morning I got up and I thought, oh, wow, it's rained overnight.
Oh, it did. Oh, no.
It did rain overnight, didn't it? And I got in the car and I'm like, wow, it's a bit cold in here, like colder than normal. And then I always flick
the windows. Buttons up.
Yeah, and I heard, and I'm like, oh, no. I'd left the windows.
Window down.
Yeah, both sides.
How far down are we talking?
Oh, like an inch and a half or so.
Oh, okay. It's still annoying.
Yeah.
Still very annoying.
And because in our driveway, right, we've got a driveway that kind of goes up a bit, and I veer left and park on the side. So I was on the side, also on a bit of an angle, so perfect for the rain to just
comes
come
straight
on in. So now my seats in the back are all wet.
Oh, no.
And I don't have time. I don't have time to, like, get towels.
I wouldn't even know what you'd do.
I know. And you know what? I've Googled it. Everyone's like, okay, here's what you do.
What are they
saying? Start with a wet, dry vacuum. That's not helping anyone.
No.
Who's got one of those?
You know what I would do? I'd get, like, your hair dryer or something. Just get an extension cord and just try and hair dry it.
Man.
I don't know. Look, I'm just glad I'm not you, to be honest with you.
I thought, oh, okay, so you're not going to help me.
Well, I I can.
Yeah.
But I'm
Thank
just...
you. That's all I need to hear.
Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Logie.
Tom and Logie.
On K-Rock.
The cardboard cutout call out. Cardboard cuts.
Logie, this all started off as just a bit of fun.
Bit of fun, and the fun continues hard. We have a Tom Lewis cutout. He, of course, is on paternity leave for the next month.
Yes.
With his beautiful wife and beautiful daughters.
Yes.
Now, Indian Goldie, which is awesome. And we're missing him. We didn't want to miss him too much, so that's why we got a cutout.
And he was standing in the corner lonely.
Yeah. Lonely.
By himself.
Sad.
Not talking, and we thought... I thought he needs another cutout.
Yep, you then bought the Justin Bieber.
Correct.
And then Cameron, one of our listeners, said, you know what? I've actually got a signed cutout of the cause.
Yes.
That you can borrow as well.
And then ever since, we said, hey, let's do a call out.
Yeah.
And if you've got a cardboard cutout, we want it.
Yep.
What are we doing? We're just borrowing
it. Just borrowing it.
Only for a month.
Yep.
And then we will return it to you in the same condition, if not better.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these cardboard cutouts, they've been under beds.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you've noticed.
Them off.
There's a layer of dust on all of these people.
There is. We also got John Corse. You organised
yes.
that one yesterday.
Yes.
That's what we've currently got. We do have two. That's two new ones in the studio today.
This is huge.
And they happen to be one of the biggest artists
yep.
of all time. I'm
yep.
calling it.
Yep. One day.
Yes. The funny thing is, though, it's from Louisa. Louisa, friend of the show, dropped these off.
Yep.
They look like they're signed.
Well, they are signed, but is that their real signatures?
I don't know, but... Speaking of One Direction, this is what we've got.
Yep.
We've got Liam.
Yep.
And we've got Niall.
Where's your Harry? Everyone wants the Harry,
I know.
Don't they?
I didn't want to say it.
Yeah.
They're two separate.
Yeah.
We've got Liam. We've got Niall.
Mm-hmm.
Whilst we're asking for cutouts, if anyone could complete the 1D for us.
Who's the other guy that just, he was the first one to drop off?
Louis.
Is Louis the one that dropped off?
Louis the one that's with Gigi Hadid.
Oh, I'm not quite sure.
And then there's Harry, and then there's the other one.
Yeah, Harry's the one that
Harry's
we
the
would
one.
All are.
Yeah, exactly. But this yep. is pretty cool. Now we have a great little troop in the corner. It is peeing off everyone at the station.
Some would say it's getting out of hand because we don't know where to store them. So they're kind of staying in the studio.
Well, we did ask the promo team if we could put it in there. We didn't actually ask. We just put it in there. And we've been told... in the nicest way possible.
The nicest way.
Yeah, it's pretty nice to just get these the hell out of our office.
To be fair, though, they give you the shock of your life.
I've been scared by them a lot.
When a Harry, not a Harry, what's his name? When a Niall's looking over your shoulder,
yeah,
you're
like, what?
It just keeps you on edge.
If you have a cardboard cutout, we're asking,
yep.
we're doing the call out, send us a message on socials, drop it off.
Yep.
We would love to have it, and let's see how many cutouts we can get in the next month.
It's only online. You're listening to K-Rock.
This is What's Trending.
Just before we get into a trending, I need to have a bit of an addendum on something that I've said before.
Okay.
One Direction, we got some cardboard cutouts of two of the boys.
Yes.
I said we had Niall and Liam.
Yep.
We've got Niall and Louis.
Okay.
And Louis is not Zayn. Zayn is the one that's with Gigi.
It's also confusing.
I'm so sorry
I feel
to
like
everyone that I offended. I got a lot of messages.
Boy bands are all the same. Like, no, they're not all the same.
No, they are not. Stop getting us in more trouble.
Sorry, no, I know. But what I'm trying to say is it's an easy mistake.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
Tom and Logan.
K-Rock.